Good morning, my friends. 5:05 a.m. March 6th. Skip here. In my little studio / lazy boy recliner, the podcast puppy Coco on my lap. Hopefully he will remain quiet through the next 15 minutes or so. Got up earlier today, woke up with a bit of a headache, which is not unusual for me. And so I decided to just stay up, get some caffeine in me, getting ready to leave tomorrow morning for a 9-day trip to Galveston, Texas, with my two youngest sons. So spring break is upon us, which is much needed, that's for sure. So whenever, wherever you find yourself listening to this, I wish you well. I wish you rest and balance. So I think, it's going to be probably a few days. I might give one tomorrow morning, depending on how packing goes and everything this evening. Chances are it might be a few days before I'm able to get back to you. And if I can get back to you, it will be from our ultimate destination, which is, like I said, Galveston, Texas. We've never been, so we'll see. So what I want to do this morning is one of our little refresher courses in finding meaning. First thing you need to know about finding meaning is that the concepts are not new. I don't believe there are new ideas when it comes to spirituality necessarily. There are simply different ways to articulate what spirituality is. And I think that's important because we're offered so many different versions of something. We're offered religions and, factions within religions, and people are offered to join cults and, all these kinds of things that don't work. And I think really what lies at the core of that sort of need, that need to find a place, that need to offer spirituality, is a sense that we all have that there is something more to being human than we understand. I think we are all looking for that meaning. And, I went through a couple different iterations of this podcast. If you go back about 3 years to the very beginning, the podcast was called, You're in the Matrix or something like that. Or Getting Out of the Matrix. I actually forget. Ultimately, though, I settled on the name Finding Meaning because I think that's really what we all want. We try religion, we try politics, we try spiritual disciplines. Some things help, some things don't. But no matter what we try, we seem to end up in this place where we're still a little dissatisfied. At least that was true for me. And I had to get honest about the question, why? What's the deal? Sort of thing, right? I mean, I did the religious thing. I for I was ordained. I'm no longer affiliated with religion, but you know, I did the spiritual disciplines, and some things made things a little better. Some things didn't help. The hierarchy of the church, I found, was just another example of the false reality. But I also met lots of nice people. At the end of the day, though, I still had that question. Where's the meaning at? Where's the meaning? Well, I find myself alive, able to think, able to reason. And I needed to find a meaning. And every place I looked, although I found, you know, good people, found not so good people. Some things made me laugh and smile. Some things made me cry. It was like chasing my tail. It was elusive, this idea of meaning. I knew on some level that love was really the purpose. But I just felt as though at every turn, I couldn't quite get to that place until I finally had that realization that the experience of living life, the experience of our collective experience of living life as humans and as individuals, is really a construct of a false identity, an ego, if you will, a persona that's handed us. And I got to tell you, you know, it took a long time to get there. It wasn't an instant epiphany, but it was darn close. I would read books by Richard Rohr, or I would read the mystics of different religions. I would read John Spong, you know, God bless his soul. I met him once, a nice man, a Episcopalian bishop who challenged the notions of Christianity. I mean, I read all this stuff. And so that kind of fertilized, if you will, the ground for this seed to sprout. But I'm going to tell you, friends, it was a one single sort of meeting towards the end of my career that really, it just became apparent to me that it was all pretend. The way people were acting, the way it just was that moment when all of that preparation, all of that reading, all of that spiritual search came to fruition. And I was sitting in the middle of several people in the hierarchy of the church, of the denomination I was in. And I just watched them destroy people, their lives, and, you know, then go to their catered lunch. And you can hear it in my voice, right? It was such a soul-opening experience that it became obvious to me that all of us, all human beings, were playing some false game, and that it was really all about self-preservation. It was really all about preservation of systems. It was really all about living out of who we have been told we are and not really expressing who we truly are. It was really something. From that moment on, and that was about 7 years ago, it became obvious to me that the meaning of life cannot be found because none of us live out of an authenticity. We live out of persona. We live out of what our society, what the structures of our society tell us we should be. And the things that we call spiritual, I'm using air quotes again, sorry, the things that we call spiritual are really just other manifestations of this false reality that we seem so hell-bent on preserving. The other part of that was I had to understand deeply that this was not the fault of people. That these people, any people, were not being evil intentionally. They weren't being callous intentionally. At least as far as I could tell, although I'm sure some intentional callousness was there. But for the most part, they believed, others believed, people believe what they do is right. Because we have agreed upon finding identity by comparing ourselves to others. There was no it was just people acting out of who they've been taught to be. And when that notion struck me, it was like a bullet. And I see it every day now. I see it in every way. And I'm able then to extract myself from that, hopefully. Not very well always, but hopefully. And I'm able to see things like love and kindness and not in such a jaded way, not such a programmed way, but in a really free way, in a really authentic way. And I've become convinced that what it means to find meaning is to embody these things, not just to believe that love is important or that kindness is important, but to embody those notions, to be that, not to believe. And I'll be honest with you, my friends, I no longer am concerned about who or what God is, or even if there is a God. My sense is that there probably is some superior intelligence that we can be a part of, but that's not a part of spirituality. Finding meaning is about coming to terms with the fact that we live in illusion and that our purpose, and this is just my opinion, take it or leave it, that our purpose of life is to embody the love, embody the kindness, embody the generosity, to live from these places. Now, there's a struggle with that because it's going to call for us to challenge all the norms that we've been taught, all the morals we've been taught, all the belief systems we've been taught. And that's where this podcast comes in. It is my hope. That this podcast is a tool for you, among others, to help you kind of prepare the ground for the seed of your awakening. My awakening is ongoing. I still get frustrated. I still get disappointed. Maybe that's just part of being human. But I see pretty clearly, my friends, it feels like I see pretty clearly that the reason so many of us can't find substantial meaning, the reason so many of us think we find it and we just end up in more drama and more disappointment and more pain, is because the things offered to us as spiritual are not. They're just other ways of viewing the false reality, other ways of experiencing the false reality. It isn't until we see the reality that we've created. It isn't until we see the life that we've created as ego-driven and not reflective of who we truly are. It isn't until we see that clearly that I think we begin the spiritual journey, the real, authentic spiritual journey. I use that word a lot. I use the word authentic a lot, and there's a reason for that. Because I think so many of the things offered are not authentic. They are unauthentic to what it really means to be human. Because for decades I was surrounded by people who would say, oh yeah, God is love, but we have to judge these people and those people, and we're not like those people, and we're better than that other religion, or we, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it made no sense to me. And the reason it made no sense is because it makes no sense. We build walls between us and other people so that we can identify our side of the wall as right. And as I have said before, if you practice a religion, that's great, man. Go for it. I'm not here to tell you what to do. But I will tell you that religious belief, political belief, belief about your particular race, about your national origin, belief about all these things, they are barriers, my brothers and sisters. They're barriers to your authenticity. It isn't until we are free from the barriers that we are even able to plumb the depth of our own authenticity. And I mean that sincerely. At least for me, and I think it's probably true for most, we have to destroy the barriers. We have to get beyond them in order to really discover who we are, because the barriers keep us out of who we truly are. And so we have to come to terms with the fact that the reason the great quest for truth, the great quest for meaning has not been fulfilled is because we have these false notions of self, these false notions of morality, these false notions of belief that we have perpetuated. Not because we know that they're false, but because we don't know they're false. We don't, for the most part, realize that even as great as our political party may or may not be, or our religion or what have you, these things can be an impediment if we don't see them for what they are. Anyway, there you have it. Little refresher course in hopefully a little different way. Take care, my friends. I will be hopefully talking to you in a few days from the beautiful Gulf Coast. See you then. Bye-bye.